Would you count from 1 to 20 for me, please?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And after 26 is... 26...
27...
29...
30...
39...
40...
69...
70...
99...
100...
999...
200...
And 900...
99,999.
Then after that, the next big number, after 100,000 and then...
Well, you can put up to a million.
That's
a billion.
And if there were 11 men standing in line, the man at the end of the line would be the 11th man. But what would the first one, the man at the head of the line call? He'd be the...
The head?
Well, the 11th was the last one. Before him would be the...
The first.
And then what did the others be?
Well, the middle. They were in the middle of the first and the last.
Well, the first...
Second and third, fourth, fifth, and so on.
Would you do that all the way up to 10th? To the,
well, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
And the months of the year?
We got 12 months. That's January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
And the days of the week?
7 days. That's the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. What do you call the time of the day when you get up, when you wake up? That
the morning?
Well, how long does that last?
The morning?
Yes, sir.
I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, every day.
That's mighty early.
Yeah.
Well, so that would be the morning to you?
Yeah.
4 o'clock. And when would you say the morning was over?
Well, I said about 10 o'clock.
And then 11,
what? 10, 11 o'clock.
What is it after that?
Noon or middle of the day. And then comes the afternoon.
When does afternoon start?
I guess I'll leave after 1 minute after 12.
And so, is this the afternoon now? It's about 4 o'clock, I guess.
It's a little after 4 o'clock, I suppose.
So is this afternoon now?
Yes.
And how long will afternoon last?
Just until about 7 o'clock.
And then what is it?
Night.
What? If you saw somebody about 7 o'clock in the morning, what would you say to them?
Good morning.
And how long do you say that to?
Until 12.
Then what do you say?
I say good afternoon or good evening or something like that. Especially at night, good evening.
Well, if you're leaving them after dark, what would you say?
I would just say goodbye or good night.
Well, could you say good night like you could say good morning and greeting and meeting somebody?
No. Oh yes, you meet him somewhere in the morning, you say good morning.
Could you say good night when you meet him at night?
At night, yes.
When you first see him?
Yeah.
Well now, anything else you say when you leave him besides good night? Any other greetings? Or?
Well, I'll see you tomorrow, say good night, or say goodbye, or something.
So, if you left him at 11 o'clock in the morning, what would you say?
Eh?
If you left him about noontime, or lunchtime?
Well, I'll say, I'll see you some more time, I'll say goodbye.
And if a woman's in the kitchen and she has a big meal cooked, and after everybody eats, she has to do what to the dishes?
She washes the dishes.
And then she has to put them under clear water to get...
Clear water, and then...
What does that do? She has them under the clear water. She has soap all over them, and then she...
And she... I don't know how you call it, but... Just keep them the soap over there or something. And then put in the shed.
Well, what does she dry them with?
Sometimes with a toilet paper or a piece of cloth.
What is she washing with?
It's a pressure sponge.
Would she have a cloth of any kind to wash with?
Yes, sometimes.
What would you call that?
Just a piece of cloth, that's all.